This is Avdan calling from the Gulf of Mexico. I am south of New Orleans. Date is May 11th, day 51 since Carupano departure from Venezuela. Location is 26.3791 north, 88.1726 west. I spent some time caught in an eddy and circling winds around me for 3-4 days last weekend until Tuesday morning when I could escape that. And I started heading north at a nice clip. I regained the main current north. And it turns out I was on the fringes of the loop current, which is a clockwise jar west of Florida in eastern Gulf of Mexico. And I rode that at an average of 2.5 knots due north. And yesterday it started pulling me to 10 degrees and then to 20, then 35. I started worrying. I called Jennifer Clark at Jennifer Clark's Gulfstream, who is an expert in the currents and winds, together with her husband Dane Clark. They have been advising me on the currents and winds and climatology data. And she confirmed that, yes, I was on the loop current. And if I stayed on that any further going northeast, I'd be pulled east toward Florida. Well, if I did, if I had been, then with the easterly winds, I wouldn't be able to get to Florida coast, and I'd be caught in between and mid-Gulf. So it would have been great trouble. Last night, I stayed up late, rode until 1 o'clock or so, and finally the winds also strengthened and settled from my east. Today, I'm getting 15 to 20 knot east-southeast winds, and I've been able to come off that gyre, and the effects of the gyre are kept in check by the easterly winds, so I am now heading north again. It's wonderful. New Orleans, 5 to 7 days is my guess. Somewhere near New Orleans, within reach of New Orleans, I'll be landing. That is my hope. I am seeing many migrating birds, as I was saying, after the barn swallows that I saw in the Caribbean and in the Gulf of Mexico as well. I then noted the yellow finch-like bird, small bird that tried to land on my boat in my last voice dispatch. And I've been seeing hummingbirds now ever since I got into the Gulf of Mexico. They seem to be leaving from Yucatan heading for North America. And I've seen 8 of those. One flew right over my boat. It had black wings and gray belly, and it had red on its chest, and possibly some yellow around that, I'm not sure. And these, it's a wonder to me that these tiny birds, barely twice the size of a bumblebee, can muster the energy to make this long crossing to North America on a seasonal basis. It's just fascinating to me. Other small birds have come as well, more ordinary looking, and still small ones. I do see big white ones that go in flocks. They are like storks. They fly with a crooked S-shaped neck tucked in between their wings, and they extend their legs back and tail back. They're all white, and they have wide wings with some gray patterns on them. And these are larger birds, and they fly in a dozen to 20 groups of that. They're heading north as well. So there's a lot of movement by nature to go north and to rear their young and come back. It's wonderful, and I'm looking forward to completing my migration toward home as well. Have been out.